Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fifth seasonal Morphe Awards. I don't know what that was. I don't know what
that
was.
The air horns at the Morph. Am I Morphies?
It was going to be explosions.
Keep your air horns and your laser pointers in the 90s.
Yeah, don't you dare bring laser pointers. We're here on business. Okay. So every year or every season of Power Rangers, we do an award show and we do it backwards where you give us the categories and we give you the winners. Instead of us giving you categories and you picking the winners, because that would be pandemonium.
Why don't we do it that way?
Because first of all, in the first season, it's hard to wrangle enough people.
Well, like the first time, we didn't know what was happening.
No.
We were just like, an award show? Yes.
The reason we do it backwards is because I'm not going to go through everyone's tweets of them saying, this is my choice for best episode.
Now that you've said that, I don't want to tally votes.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. I accidentally stole this from
War
Rocket
Ajax. We could
do
a bunch of polls with nominees and everything.
You know, that was not an option in our last one or any of the previous ones.
Anyway.
Maybe next time.
Maybe. This is how we do it now, though.
Yeah.
The problem I'm having is I'm never prepared for these.
Well, no,
and that's never going to change, no matter how hard you try.
You wouldn't be prepared for it, even if we did them with the winners, where they picked the winners.
You're right, but at least then I could just pull the results up and not have to be like, what monsters were there this season?
Look.
Can I vote for Pudgy Pig?
No, you cannot. He did not show up.
Well, then I got nothing for you.
All right, well, you got to think of something.
All right.
First Morphe up. This is my favorite one because it's the hardest one to remember, so I get out of the way quick. It's been in every Morphe's. It's an American institution at this point. It is best facial expression.
I can't pull one up. Like, I can't think like, oh, this episode, this happened.
I have.
But I know who the winner is, and it's obviously Diva Tox.
Oh, I didn't even consider Diva. Oh, man.
Especially
that really
after, when Hillary Shepherd comes back and her face is just made out of Play-Doh because she can do so many different things with her face.
Oodalala, yeah. I didn't even think of that. I have a specific one, but now...
What's your specific one?
My specific one is TJ not being able to enunciate because he's smiling so hard while giving Ashley a wrench.
got
you a wrench.
It's like, Oh, no, that was Justin. That's a lucky wrench.
It's a lucky wrench. That's my contribution for this episode. I'll see you later. But I think Diva Tox deserves it on principle because her face is... She's a Muppet. She's like a Muppet.
Pretty much. She's got like an animatronic face, but she's a people.
Yeah, so best facial expression goes to any given Diva Tox expression.
Yeah, just pick one.
Just on principle. The next Morphe is... The Morphe for what should have been cool, but wasn't.
Oh, Power Rangers Turbo.
I don't think it could have been cool from the start.
I think it could have been, because there's good episodes, and they could have just done that every time.
Yeah, I feel like if they would have...
If it was all as goofy as, like, the jacket episode or the pizza episode, and it, like, all led up to the badassness that is chasing the space, Power Rangers Turbo could have been cool, but it wasn't.
That is true. I'll cede that, because if every episode would have been them being like, what do we do with this footage? I don't know. Go crazy.
Yeah, this footage is super crazy. Oh, make the episode just crazy. Yeah. They did that a couple times. They should have done it every time.
Yeah, and the episodes where they didn't and they just went real boring with it were very bad.
Very, very bad.
So, yeah, I guess Power Rangers Turbo, you burnt. You're what should have been cool but wasn't. Next one is from Alan, from our buddy Alan. Best shift into Turbo. Who's got the best one? I'm saying Cat. You forget that there were other Turbo Rangers.
No, I was thinking maybe Adam, but I don't know if he ever really like nailed it.
I don't know.
And then jokingly, I want to give it to Carlos.
Well, I knew you were gonna. For a shift into Turbo.
Shift into Turbo. I'll never give it to TJ.
No.
Because his are all just like... Very plain.
Yeah, they're fine. They're very.
Did Cassie
consistent.
Ever call it
once or twice? I don't think they were memorable though.
Yeah, same with Ashley. I know she did, but like,
I liked Ashley's. I remember liking Ashley's, but I gotta give it to Kat.
I feel like Kat nailed one at some point.
Yeah, at least once or twice in those early episodes. I think like the ones that she did were just like, yes, shift into turbo. Do it. Get it. 20 does. Get it.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and give it to Cat, too.
Okay. Good call. So the Morphe for best shift into turbo goes to Cat Hillard. This is a three-parter. And it's a three.
Is it three separate Morphes? Or is it?
No, it's one. It's okay. One.
Everybody gets one third of a Morphe.
Yes. So we don't know what the Morphe looks like. There is no actual. If anyone wants to draw what you think the Morphe Award looks like.
Oh, I have an idea now. I didn't think of it until like this second.
Everyone, you
it's
know
just
what?
A gold Zordon.
In the tube?
In the tube.
In the tube. Everyone who can draw. Or if you can't
or
draw.
Or even if you can't draw. I'll draw mine if you draw yours.
Draw what you think the Morphe
if
should
we,
look like.
If we get five drawn Morphe ideas, I will draw my Morphe idea.
I will also do that. So if we get five, we'll have seven.
That's right. Five different ones. Shannon, you can't just draw five and send them in.
Yes. Okay. That's cheating.
That goes for all of you that can and like to draw. You can't just draw five. Five different people have to submit one.
Yes. So this is a three-parter. It's from Raymond. It is, do you want me to go one by one or say them all at once?
Say them all at once.
Fastest goer.
Okay.
Most muscles, most power.
Okay, most muscles and most power both go to Jason for the movie.
Yes.
Because after he got the muscles and the power, he never lost them.
He never gave
them. Nobody ever took them.
He went back.
It's to be the man, you have to beat the man
that
situation.
Is true. He's
the muscles and the power champion.
I'm tempted to give the most muscles to TJ because he had so many tight
he's
muscles.
He's got some tight muscles. Okay, TJ can get the most muscles, but no one is getting more power than Jason.
No, Jason has the most power.
Fastest goer is got to be Tommy because he's race car all the time.
Yeah, he loves race cars now. He loves doing a race car.
So he went the fastest.
Yeah,
he also left like at the first chance that he could.
he left before everyone else. If you'll remember, he went fast. Yeah. Hey, Jay. Hey.
Did you almost say Jake?
I almost said John Cena, but I was like, no, it's Tommy. I tried doing the Jay Han for Tommy, and it doesn't work.
Jay Tom.
Jay Tom. Did you ever? So
just go on without me.
So the fastest goer is Tommy, the most muscles is TJ, and the most power is Jason.
Yes.
And that is all one Morphe. You guys can figure out the timeshare in your own time. The next one is from Patron Zero, Matt Hoadley, who has a great new podcast, Fist Draw Wild. Go check it out. I'm on it. And I'm on it again soon.
I do want to start listening to that. And I also want to be on it, but I got to figure out like that scheduling and like how and where to record it.
Right. So his Morphe is for best jacket. I mean, there's
the
only,
Megazord jacket.
There's only three options. There is.
Does TJ's leather shirt count as a jacket or no?
I think it's a shirt. The options that I would present if this were a poll would be the jacket the Blue Centurion wore, the jacket the Robo Racer wore, or the jacket that Cassie wore in Parts and Parcel. Because that girl's looking good in that episode.
I'm gonna give it to the Robo
Racer. It's
gotta
jacket. Go to the Robo Racer because they flew it in on missiles.
They've missiled it in for no reason, just so he would like look good.
Just so he matched his evil driver.
Because his driver was already evil.
Yeah. He didn't need.
He didn't need a big one.
It wasn't like the robot was resisting, and they had to give him an evil jacket. But they did anyway. They went the extra mile. You know what? I appreciate that. This one is a little weird. It's from Jonathan Creighton, so it's a little weird. Best or worst car appearing on screen? Who had the worst car? I'm gonna say Bulk and Skull.
Probably they had a junker at some point, right?
They had their tow truck broke down,
right?
So I think on irony alone, that's the worst car, and the best car is Lightning Cruiser.
I was gonna give it to Ashley's yellow car.
I do really like Ashley's yellow car
because she's the only Power Ranger with a car that's not a Zord,
right? And she fixed it herself.
Yeah,
and I liked that episode. The best is Ash's car. The worst is a tow truck that broke down. The next up is from Joe Hunter, the Tray of Triforia Memorial Award for Worst Cast Addition. Now, I know what a lot of our listeners would say, and I know what you're probably thinking. Justin, right? I know everyone hates Justin.
Long-term cast addition, he's the worst of the new bunch.
Yes.
For sure. Spicoli sucked a lot.
Yeah, I think it has to be at least a couple episodes, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to give it to Justin's friend Manny. Not Manny.
What was Justin's? Oscar?
El Nino. What was his name?
I don't know.
It was
Power Rangers Turbo.
Justin's friend.
It's not listed on Justin's page.
Hold on. Nico.
Nico!
I knew it was N something. I'm going to give it to him because he made us just do Googles for like 6 minutes.
Yeah, he didn't need to be.
He literally just showed up to be like, soccer, right? And he'd be like, yeah.
Why was Turbo selling soccer so hard?
Because like, look, they didn't. That's all they had. It's all they had, Josh.
Is that all Carlos is good at?
That was it. That was his whole deal. Next up is a returning Morphe. Favorite friendship.
Oh, that's Carlos and Justin for me.
For me, it's got to go to TJ and Cassie.
I like theirs, but like after the first introduction of them, it didn't stick around the way Carlos and Justin did. It didn't get the attention that Carlos and Justin did.
You're right. I think I will also give it to Carlos and Justin. And I just
really like that big brother
relationship
that they had.
That was real good. And like the Cassie and TJ did come up again a couple times, but it was never like as present.
Yeah.
Which also, this is the first time that Bulk and Skull have been unseated for best friendship.
That's true.
So, a taste of things to come when there's no more Bulk and Skull on the show. Yep. Sad times ahead, everybody. Least understandable monster design. That's from Annie Creighton.
Oh, former
guest.
The clock
show.
Guy with like the watermelon
Clockster.
Earrings.
Yeah, that's what I had too. He's the worst. Why you got watermelon ears? Is your head a scale? If it is, why can you freeze time? What's going on with you?
Ugh.
Why do you exist? Next up is from Tom. It is the Scorpina Award for Criminal Underuse.
Rygog?
He posited Blue Centurion.
Okay. I want to say the Phantom Ranger now.
I'm also going to say the Phantom Ranger.
He got used quite a bit when he was around.
But the way you should have used
him. He led to the most frustrating moment in Power Rangers so far.
Yep.
Which is a big check in the con column.
Yeah. And he didn't actually do
anything.
And
also should have been the coolest thing in Power Rangers so far.
And then disappears without a trace.
Instead, he's like, here's the rescue Zords. I have to go brood somewhere until I come up again later.
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to leave forever. Yeah, so I'm going to give it to...
Cassie's like, ooh, that's good armor on him, huh?
Mm, that booty, though. I hate to see him go, but I love watching him leave. When he's not invisible or double invisible. Piece of garbage.
I'm okay.
Thank you for that one. Next up is from Artley. It is... And either or, I feel like we only need to pick one person total.
Okay.
Best or worst character we'll never see again. I'm saying Emily. It's the best character we'll never see again.
She did make it into Turbo, didn't she?
She did. A couple episodes.
I'll also give it to Emily.
Because she should have been a replacement ranger. She should've...
Yep. Her, maybe Jennifer. I don't like Jennifer, though. Or Jenny, whatever her name was.
Jenny from the block. You know Jenny.
Yeah, you know, she did the dance. The hip-hop dance.
She did. She did. And she was grumpy the whole time. And Kat was like, I don't like you. That was awesome. That was a good Kat moment. So, yeah, I Emily is the winner for best character we'll never see again. R.I.P. in peace, Emily. Next up is from Riley Hopkins. This is best Diva Talks bit. So what's the best thing that Diva Talks did?
Mocking... That country bumpkin monster.
Oh, yeah. Wicked Weeder?
I think so.
Was that his name? Yeah. When he's like, I'm here to do things. I'm here to do stuff.
Just like ragging on every monster because she knew. She's like, yeah. All these monsters are trash.
At a certain point, she's like, they're all dead.
Yeah.
They're all going to die.
But that one in particular jumps out in my head.
I also did enjoy her... like running down Goldgoyle in the last episode or the second to last episode.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I'm going to defeat the power. He's like, yeah, whatever. Right. I'll believe when I see it. Everyone says that, you loser. And then he did die, but that opened the door for her to womp him.
Yeah.
So the Morphe for best Diva Talks bit goes to her running down her own monsters. this next one is from Shannon, and it might be hard to narrow down.
Okay.
It's best Jad.
Jad? Oh, probably the one that opens Chase into Space part one.
With just the first thing in
it
the
just,
episode.
It just like pans across a nice house and just, Dad!
I'm going to say my, actually, I think my favorite one, I think the best Jad is is in the Wish episode where he's like, wishes are stupid. They don't ever come true. And he turns around, sees his dad, he goes, Jad! And yeah. runs toward him.
Justin, why you can't say dad, dude?
I don't know.
Why are you putting that extra Y in dad?
Shouldn't have dropped out of school and started acting on Power Rangers so early. Still had so much to learn, like how to pronounce dad. do you have one? Is yours the opener?
I'll say the opener, because that was the first time like I've really noticed him say Jad.
Yeah. Split Morphe for best Jad is opening Chase into Space and wishing his dad would be good and not the worst dad.
Oh, yeah. Worst Jad is Justin's
it's
dad.
Justin's dad. Every day. Best, this is from my little brother Scoot, best Elgar gotta go moment.
I can't, like, remember any specific.
The only one, and I can't remember what episode it was in. But there was an episode where all five Rangers, it might have been in Parts and Parcel, now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, I think
where
you're
it was
right.
All five Rangers, and he's like, I'm not an idiot. I'm going to leave now. Like, I know what's up.
Yeah.
And then he disappeared.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
All right. This one is also from Artley. Worst in-suit voiceover.
TJ.
Gotta be TJ. He's super.
None of them, like Cassie was okay at it. Ashley got better.
Yeah. Justin was good.
Justin's voiceover work was consistent with his regular acting work.
I think it was noticeably better than everybody else's.
Carlos never got it.
He never figured it out.
But TJ is the work. When he jumps between the Megazords, yes. And he's like, ah, yes, queen.
Yeah, he was so bad. It's like he was, because his acting wasn't great, yeah, but at least he had, like,
his
charm.
His voice acting is just reading. It's just so boring, just, like, reading words on a page.
It's just him, like, in a booth and then be like, all right, just say it. And it's like, yeah. Good? I can try again. Like, no, you're not going to get better than that. We know.
No, you nailed it, buddy.
So the Morphe for worst in-suit voiceover goes to Artley.
No, it goes to TJ.
Artley, you were garbage at in-suit voiceover.
Wow, rude.
I bet Artley would actually be pretty good at it. Also, the Morphe for, like, biggest help goes to Artley for just having watched Car Ranger and being able to answer any
yes,
dumb
for sure.
question we had.
That's promising.
This one is from Alan. As most unnecessary plot device. Now, I don't remember any in particular because I feel like there was a million.
Oh, well, like the first half of the season was detonators, right?
Yeah.
That's your unnecessary plot device, especially in like that soapbox episode.
That one was, that one drove me crazy because it counted down from 8 for 25 minutes.
Most unnecessary plot device, invisibility.
Yeah, yes. Hell yes.
I'm not going to say anymore, but you guys get
it. Yeah, we have a rule.
I don't want to get kicked off the show.
Invisibility is the most unnecessary plot device because it was dumb and horrible and made me have a breakdown. Oh, that kind of dovetails into this next one from Jonathan Creighton. Best detonator.
Best?
Best. That's got to be the Chase into Space blow up the...
Oh, yeah. The only one that worked?
The one that worked and did the job and blew up the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's the best. That one didn't walk. This one might be tricky, but I feel like there's an obvious answer. And it is most bizarre use of footage matching. And we got that from two people. We got that from Andy Creighton and from Riley Hopkins. So
I'm going to say, and that's just because this jumped right out at me as soon as you read that.
Okay.
The Big Burpa... bike chase
Yes, that was, I'm changing. I was going to say the pizza episode, but I don't think they actually did any pizza stuff outside of morphed footage. They didn't have to match anything
right
going in.
Yeah.
But the bike stuff, that was weird. That was really weird.
I don't know if they like matched anything, and a lot of it is Big Burpa just like, why is she like that? Right, why did they decide that was her thing?
Just rolling around.
But yeah, that bike chase was just so, it was Adam in a go-kart, right?
Adam in a go-kart.
And he got like stopped at a roadblock.
There was like a little like pathway, but it had like pillars, like little
right
pillars, so cars don't crash into it. It's like a pedestrian only thing. Yeah. But she got through on a bike, and he's like, "Oh, rats!"
What a weird thing.
But like the whole episode was about bikes, just because of that.
Yep,
that's very weird. Most convenient Blue Centurion appearance.
Oh, he just dragged the shark sword back in and then left again.
Yeah, he was there for one more second when they morphed, because he stood in front of them and then I think punched one of them, but then disappeared. But yeah, him just showing up.
Don't litter.
I'm going to write a citation for this. Yeah, I'll agree with that.
One where he was writing like a parking ticket for someone and saw something crash in from the sky. That was also just like super convenient that he happened to see it, but I don't really remember what that one was. But him just like dragging the shark sword back into the fight zone.
Also, every time he got turned evil, he was always just there to get turned evil. Like, he just showed up when the jacket was happening around him. Or, like, he showed up to, like, give someone, like, help an old lady across the street, and he got a bee inside of him that made him go crazy. Like, anytime he did, like...
What was it? Was it most convenient?
Most convenient.
Yeah. All of his appearances are just, like, convenient coincidence.
He was a convenience drive, if anything. Yeah, that poor guy. What a great design, though. I just love that design
so much.
He
does look really cool.
Best Elgar background gag. This is from Jonathan Creighton.
The one when he was, I think he was doing laundry in a porthole.
That one was pretty good. There's one.
There was where he's like, wrestling an octopus or a squid or something.
Yeah, and he got dragged out the window. There was one, and I can't remember. Maybe it was baseball or it was soccer. There was some sports thing where Diva Talks was like, he was bringing in a bunch of stuff to like celebrate.
Yeah.
And she's like, I never want to see any of this stuff again. I think that was the background, he just like slowly backs away with all the equipment.
Yeah, I think that was the baseball episode.
That's my favorite.
Did like that one. I like the laundry one a lot because it's like, definitely not a washing machine, but I see what you're doing.
Right, yeah. Like,
so I'm going to give it to that one.
Okay, Split Morphe for laundry / quietly leaving. Last Morphe before we hit our end run is from Annie, and it is loudest acting.
Oh,
Who could that? Maybe we'll do one more, because this is very easy. It's Justin.
Yeah, come on.
Justin yells everything all the time. And that's it. That's all he does. So the next one is from Jonathan Creighton. Best name for Porto. Now this one,
can you explain that one to me?
Did
he have nicknames?
This is what I was about to ask. This seems like something that he remembers us saying that we don't. I just call him a marshmallow.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I feel like this one has to be disqualified.
Yeah,
because here's the problem: is like when you listen to it, you're just listening to it, and then like you retain more of us talking than we do of us talking.
Once an episode is recorded, I forget almost everything we've talked about.
As soon as it's recorded, I forget about it until I edit it, and then once it's edited, it's deleted from my RAM entirely.
Yeah, I don't even get that editing grace period. Yeah, it's recorded and done.
I'll remember like stuff from it, but like certain things I just can't remember. So unfortunately, we do have to disqualify the best name for Porto. I mean, I call him a marshmallow.
But if you suggested that, you have an answer. So yeah, send it in.
So please tell us. And then the very last one before our end run is from Artley, best unresolved storyline. And oh boy, were there so many.
Hit me with a couple.
I think this is a tricky wording. Best as in best, like this story was great that it got unresolved, or like best because like it was so frustrating it didn't get resolved.
It could, yeah, best story that they just like left
and
to die.
And that's got to go to who is the Phantom Ranger?
Oh yeah,
like what's his deal?
Yeah.
Because he comes real close to saying it 100 times and is like, I'll get you later. And then we don't get him later.
Nope.
He shows up like once in space, I think.
Yeah, just to like...
just to be in a fight.
Just to bother Cassie for a minute.
Oh, right, yeah. Get over it, Phantom Ranger.
He doesn't need to get over it. Just like stay around.
Just hang out for a minute.
What are you doing? Like, I get that you're like helping to fight right now, but why did you... The Rangers were there to help fight and you left them again. You just were like, hey, Cassie, a brooding still. And then backed into the forest and then you were gone forever this
Zords.
Time.
And then left. And that was it.
You could have been so cool.
He's the He's also the runner-up for what should have been cool but wasn't. Runner-up to Turbo the Series.
Yeah, Turbo the Series. Edged him out just a little bit.
All right, so now we got a classic Morphe, and then our best, worst, and favorites, and one other one. And then, okay. And that's all we got left. So first up is lightning round, defining moments for each of the new Rangers.
Each of the new Rangers.
Yeah.
I'm going to give... Oh, God. TJ and Cassie have the same one, which is helping Cat in the desert.
Yes.
I think that defined them very well.
I think so, too. If I would give Cassie a second one, it would be looking at Ashley in the face and saying, the jacket is bad.
Yeah.
Especially Cassie.
And I feel like more than once TJ said, if we don't do it, who will?
Yeah. He did it in the desert.
He did it in Chasing the Space.
Yeah.
Like, if not us, then who? And I love that about TJ so much.
Yeah, that's so good.
That's the most Red Ranger thing about TJ.
Absolutely.
Like, that's the only thing that he does that's like, that's why he's the Red Ranger this season.
And that makes sense. Like, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Like, you just need that one thing. For Cassie, it is also that going to help Cat. Because she's like, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm going home. And then she's like, no, I have to.
Yeah.
Like, I need to help. I think for Ashley, it's learning cars. Like, figuring
probably
cars
learning
out.
Cars.
I think that was a real good thing for her. Carlos.
Oh, his defining moment was being real crappy during soccer.
Yeah.
But he got better. Maybe it was like playing soccer with Justin and Nico and all the other kids.
I think it was like becoming Justin's
Carlos's
friend.
Defining moment is soccer.
Yeah. I would also say it was being a bad actor.
Oh, his defining moment is shifting to Turbo.
Yeah. Yeah. And then finally,
what was Justin's? Did we do Justin's defining moment?
Justin's the only one left. I'm going to say his defining moment is his last moments.
He like infiltrates Nasada and like
is like, I can't go.
Yeah.
Or he can't go.
I have
go.
To stay home with my dad.
Yeah, with my dad. We're moving to a new place to get the job that he got in this town. Shrug. But I think that him giving up the Ranger power, well, he didn't have the power at the time, but giving up the mantle of Ranger.
Yeah.
I think the way he did it, I think, was pretty defining for...
And everybody else's secondary defining moment is flying into freaking space with no powers.
With no powers, no plan.
No guarantee that they'll get anything when they get there. They're just like, again, if not us, then who?
Then who? Yeah.
We've got to go. We've got to do it.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then for, I think, Alpha 6's defining moment is, yo, Ranger Boys.
I do have... an honorary for Alpha 6, but I'll save it till the end.
Okay.
But yeah, his defining moment is definitely Ranger Boys.
Ranger Boys. Demetrius is just being the worst.
Demetria didn't get one because she sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, get out of here.
Her defining moment was leaving.
Thank God. So what is your runner-up for Alpha 6? Or do you want to save that? I mean, this is
no, it's like
moments.
An honorary Morphe I have for
okay,
him,
right,
set aside
right.
for
well,
him.
We will save that then. So then the classic Rita, you stupid award.
I'm going to need some ideas.
I was...
Because nothing's jumping out at me.
I was looking through them.
I know there are times when we were like, that's a dumb decision that you made.
I have to give it to the Power Rangers.
Okay.
For making robots of themselves and only programming one to think he's a boy. Power Rangers, you stupid.
That was stupid. I'll give it to that also, because I can't think of anything else.
The only other ones were like every time Divatox planted a bomb, instead of
The timer's being set for like 9 hours.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That's stupid, Divatox. All right, so now it's the best, worst, and favorites of monsters and episodes. Are you ready?
I guess.
Favorite monster. There's only one option. And it's Litter Richard.
Oh, right, duh. Litter Richard.
It's Litter Richard.
I even had that like on deck, ready to go, and then you asked me and I just stared at you and blanked. Yeah, 1,000% Litter Richard. Yeah,
Litter Richard. Worst monster.
Oh, there's just so many.
Big Burpa.
Big Burpa sucked, but Maniac Mechanic.
He had a horrible face.
Has a horrible face.
Just, and he turned into this horrible, like, DBZ fusion of of Gary Busey and Carrot Top. And I hated that. But I have to give it to Big Burpa because I cannot think of a single reason why.
Why a group full of like grown adult writers were like, what if she burps?
She burps. It'll be hilarious. It was not.
Because there's nothing in the footage to suggest she's a burping monster.
No, nothing. They're just like, oh, it's kind of a pun name.
Yeah, I'll give it to Big Burpa.
Yeah, I hate Big Burpa. And then best monster.
Gold Goyle.
Yeah.
Was the best monster.
He was the best monster because he ruined all of their stuff.
He got it done. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's okay. He destroyed two Megazords and technically destroyed their weapons. He did die in the process, but
yeah.
He wrecked the Power Rangers business.
He ate up all their resources and they were just sitting ducks for Divatox to wreck them.
So he is objectively the best monster. Yeah. I would have said Litter Richard again, but Gold Goyle did the job.
And like Litter Richard wasn't the best one. His power was like trash wind.
Trash storm. But also he was like a Chinese food takeout, but a love note.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. I just love him so much. He is the favorite though. He won the Morphe for favorite. Best henchman. I gotta say Elgar.
I was going to say Rygog, but he got, like, super neutered.
He got nerfed real quick. And Porto just didn't do a lot.
Porto sucked. He was bad.
Another Rita, you stupid moment. Porto just not putting the arm all the way on.
Oh, your Zord's done. I didn't put this bolt in, but I thought I would come in and tell you it's done while I'm holding this.
Yeah. What? No.
I don't. No, Porto sucked.
Yeah. I got to say Elgar. If I can give it to Divatox, I will. Just for best, like, villain?
She's not a henchman,
henchman, but if I could give it... Well, she is technically Dark Specter's henchman.
But no, we don't know that last episode.
You're right.
Dark Specter wasn't a thought until, like, probably very close to that last episode.
Probably. But yeah, I gotta give it to Elgar because I feel like he...
Elgar was dangerous when he needed to be.
Yeah, and when he was in, like, the Japanese footage, he was terrifying looking.
Yeah.
He looked legitimately scary.
I want to give it to Rygog, but they just wussed him up so much
And at the end, he was basically just there to be made fun of.
Yeah.
Like, all they did was be like, Rygog, you can't wear this because you're, like, you can't fit in this
door.
Because
you have dumb shoulders and a giant spike on your head for no reason.
And then that one time where he took his armor off and he would just look like a sad man in, like, in, like, waders. He's like, oh,
that one time his horn was just
it's
broken.
Just broken.
I'm going to give it to Rygog now because I feel bad for him.
I'm still going to give it to Elgar. I feel like he went through the most crap.
He definitely did fall in a volcano and out into space numerous times and came back fine. I'll also give it to Elgar, but I feel bad for Rygog.
I do. Poor Rygog. But I'm going to give it to Elgar. Favorite episode for me.
Favorite episode. Yes. Why don't you go?
For me, is there any other episode?
It's the soapbox episode. That is your
favorite. No, it's the jacket episode.
Mine is the pizza episode.
Pizza episode was real good.
Yeah.
That's
like right around the time we watched that. I was like, if Turbo was just stupid and crazy and bonkers like Kaku Ranger is and just like steered into that, it would be great. And then we watched the pizza episode and I was like, I was right, it's great.
Oh, this is it. This is what I wanted. I have to give it to the Jacket episode just because, like, I've thought about this episode every day for my entire life since it aired. Like, every time anyone says anything bad about Turbo, I'm like, but there's an episode with evil jackets. Like, I don't understand what your problem is.
And then there's just the image of them being baked into a pizza, which people try to use as evidence of Turbo being bad, but that's one of the best Turbo episodes. One of, like, the best moments,
yeah.
And so, the moment is silly, but, like, that's what Turbo should have been.
Yeah.
It was that kind of silly.
You know what's crazy is that, like, there was a lot of bad stuff in Turbo. Like, a lot. There was a lot of times where I was, like, defeated by Turbo, but I can't look back at it and think of it as a bad season.
Like, I can. Like, collectively, it's a bad season. There are more bright spots than you would expect, though.
I just, like, for me, the highs were just so high that they overshadow almost all of the low. Or they overshadow all the mediums, which were pretty low.
Right.
But, you know, all, like, Diva Talks.
Diva Talks is great.
Diva Talks rules. Diva Talks is amazing. Like, all the crazy weird episodes, like the Confusion episode, the Jacket episode, the Pizza episode, like they just, like, get so weird and so fun that I'm like, yeah, Turbo's good. Like, Turbo's fine. Like,
yeah.
It's not the best season, but it's not just super awful to me anyway. So your mileage may vary. What is the worst episode? I'm split. I am of two minds on this one.
I don't know. Like, the first however many episodes before the power transfer just all kind of run together for me.
Mine are both after the power transfer.
Okay.
First one is the Robot Rangers, because it's the most unnecessary episode of Power Rangers of all time.
I think, though, the actual worst episode is the Double Invisible
episode. Vanishing Act. That's what my actual worst is. But I don't know if it's just because I go crazy thinking about it, or if it's because it's super bad.
No, that episode was bad. That's part of the reason why you went crazy. It wasn't just the Double Invisible. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
But if the episode around it
was any good, it would have been like, fine, whatever. It's Power Rangers.
It's the Vanishing Act. That's awful. It is just bad storytelling on all fronts that also drove me literally insane. second only to Alan's favorite episode, the Robot Rangers.
I just don't get why he loves it so much.
I don't know. It's just like nothing happened, Alan. Why did you love that episode? I'm a robot too. Oh, but I'm a boy. No, let me open your shirt. I don't know. Anyway.
Bill and Ted, just like rip the chest open.
Yeah, the evil robot asses.
Except they were good robot asses.
They didn't seem like it for it, but that was the trick.
Right.
What a bad episode.
So my honorary Morphe for Alpha 6 is the Morphe for Actual Mentor.
Yeah.
Because Demetria didn't do anything, and Alpha is the only one that helped them.
Yeah. We didn't have it last year, but I feel like Billy would have won it last year.
Yeah.
When he was just the mentor, and Jordan was like, you got it? All
right. Right.
But yeah, this year it was definitely Alpha 6. Also, another honorary Morphe for most pleasant surprise is like how good Alpha 6 was.
Yeah. You think, like, oh, he just talks dumb. He probably sucks. But, like, he's actually really good.
Yeah. So
the voice is a bit much.
I'm going to be excited to see it go next year.
Yeah, because they give him a weird voice next year. They try to go back, but, like, they don't go all the way.
They go back, but it's a different person.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of weird. We'll talk about that next year, though.
Yep.
Finally, the Morphe for best episode goes to Chasing Space,
particularly part one. If we have to split them into one episode.
Yeah, I'm willing to give it the two-parter. But yeah, part one is toe-to-tip.
Yeah, like, for that 20-plus minutes, that's the best Turbo ever gets.
That's top-shelf Power Rangers.
Yeah, that is amazing Power Rangers.
Yeah, that goes right up there with, like, Green with Evil.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And, like, any other great storytelling, like King for a Day, like,
yeah,
it is up there with just like the best of Power Rangers
for sure.
And that's it.
That's the Morphes.
Those are the Morphes. If you have your own answers to any of the Morphes, send them in. Either email us or just tweet them at us. That all comes to me. I don't care if you flood the feed. I'll see them all anyway. it's best if you email, but then you can't share them because it just comes to us. So up to you.
Right.
I want to thank everybody who sent in more movies. We got a real good turnout this year.
It was.
Last year, it was mostly just what happened the year before. And from that one, what happened the year before that one? So thank you all for sending in your Morphies. I'm going to have the Tumblr updated. I'm saying this on the podcast.
Okay.
And everyone, please hold me to it. I'm going to have the Tumblr updated by the time In Space starts.
Okay.
The reason for this is because we have two images for this year's Morphies and last year's Morphies that are very good. This year's Morphies, neither of them exist yet, but just like theoretically, they're the bomb.
Yes.
So I just want everyone to see them because they're so fun. So thank you guys for listening. We will see you. I don't know what we're doing next week.
That's the anniversary week, isn't it?
No, that's actual next week. This is going up the week after that. This is for the week that you come back.
Oh, probably Dragon Warrior then?
There's two more Mondays.
Right.
So Dragon Warrior will be the last Monday of the
month. We're going to end with Dragon Warrior. Oh, send them home happy.
Yeah, got it. WrestleMania all over again. It's WrestleMania 30, but instead it's very bad. So we have a couple options. Both of them kind of are tricky to schedule because they would require guests. Because there was the, what would our version of Power Rangers be?
Corbin
volunteered to come on and like moderate and help out with that. But again, we don't have this month is very, it's still crazy. So like scheduling. The other one is Dowd has Power Rangers Trivial Pursuit. And and we were going to do something with that. But again, the scheduling, just like getting a third person on. Because like we're recording this at like 9 o'clock at night right now.
Right, yeah.
So, and this is after recording something else just because like it's a hard month to to get everything together. So the only other idea I had is to, and we have like 2 weeks to brainstorm it, is what our game would be if it was Sugar Rush but with cars.
Okay.
Like how that game would look, what the mechanics would be like.
That whole idea is just inspired by Radiator Fan Belt.
Yeah, who would be a character, obviously. We don't want to give away too much.
Right.
We'll go with that because that's like a 20-minute us.
That could be fun. Yeah. I'll try to think of some good car pun names.
I have one that's a very good that I like, and I haven't thought of any others, but I have one that's like real nice. So yeah, we'll do that then. We will do the other two eventually, maybe as bonus episodes, just like in the next year before the next hiatus. But again, because of scheduling, it's hard to get us two together at the same time.
Yeah.
So
that's hopefully going to level out.
I'm really hoping.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I get back from my vacation and my schedule's not back within my availability, they are going to hear about it very loudly.
Yeah. So. All right. So everything will be better soon. Look forward to our our Cool Games Inc. ripoff podcast next week. And the week after, Dragon Warrior, which you guys still have time to go find it online. You can pay $10 to watch it. You can't own it for $10 on Amazon. It's a Walmart exclusive. And I don't think Walmart.com sells it. Maybe it's on eBay. I don't know.
It's been out for so long that you probably can't find it physically.
You
got to
dive deep into that $5 Blu-ray bin.
Yeah.
Because they don't sell them cheaper than $5. It would be if they did. It would for sure be
It'd be like a 99-cent Blu-ray. It's bad.
If you like bad movies, you got to watch this movie.
For sure.
If you don't, just listen to our episode. That'll be out the last Monday of the month. But until next time,
may the power protect you.